I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. One in every 36 children is on the autism spectrum, and the CDC says boys are four times more likely to be identified on the spectrum than girls. And the earlier kids get diagnosed, the sooner they get treatment. In fact, a new PBS series called Carl the Collector features a young boy diagnosed with autism who likes to collect things, line them up, and neatly count them in his room. And it provides a bridge for both children and parents to learn more about ASD. So here to tell us more about the series is Carrie Wardle. She's director of education at Idaho Public Television, a former teacher, and she's mom of a child with autism. Carrie, nice to have you on the program.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for having me today.
So, Carrie, tell us about Carl and the things that he does, when it comes to being on the autism spectrum.
Yeah, what I really love about this series is that it's the first of its kind for PBS Kids where a central character is on the autism spectrum. And the show really is about how he navigates the world around him. And he's got this great group of friends. Some are neurotypical. Some have other sorts of issues as well. And they sort of all, spend time figuring out how to navigate the world together. As we know, kids with autism don't often see and do things the same way that other kids do. And so he's got a great friend that is on that's a girl that's on the autism mm-hmm. spectrum as well. And there's a squirrel with ADHD who also has a tree nut allergy, which I think is awesome. And Carl's a little raccoon. And so he's got this great group of friends. And the series really is about him sort of, you kind of go into his mind a little bit and see how he views things and why he does things mm-hmm. the way that he does.
Carrie, as I mentioned, you're a mom of a child diagnosed with autism. How important is it to you and your family to have a program like this?
Yeah, I don't even know if I completely have the words to express what it meant to me when I found out that PBS Kids was doing this show. You know, PBS Kids is committed to having kids see themselves on TV, and mm-hmm. as the mom of a child with autism, that is not something that happens regularly. And most of the shows where I had seen that they have shown kids with autism, they've been sort of a side character, one or two episodes. So as a parent, it means so much to me that maybe this can help kids to understand other kids with autism and help them learn how to interact with those children.
Do you think a show like this, like Carl the Collector, will maybe build a bridge between children who are on the autism spectrum, and their peers? Because I think sometimes, it's hard for children to know how to navigate sometimes when they do have a peer that might be on the spectrum. But at the same time, as parents, we want to make sure that all children are included and there's this inclusive environment.
Yeah, I really hope that's, what's going to happen is it's going to help bridge that gap. There are neurotypical kids, so kids that are not on the autism spectrum in this episode as well. And that's mm-hmm. some of what they talk about is how can kids who are not on the autism spectrum interact with kids who are on the autism spectrum. And so I hope it's going to really give parents a chance to have some great conversations with their kids. Whether they're autistic or not autistic.
And I like that idea too about parents being able to have conversations, right, with their children. And that's one of the things that, my kids are, teenagers now, but I loved PBS Kids for them when they were little. I think it is so educational and informative and the kids have fun watching the shows. But I think as parents, it can also open up conversation as well. So can you talk a little bit more about the fact that this show kicks off on November 14th? And I know that IPTV, you're planning some events around this particular new program, correct?
Yeah, for sure. We are doing some watch parties, some of them before Carl airs. We have some episodes that we can show. So we are doing actually watch parties all across the state. We're starting those actually tomorrow. And we'll be doing those through November. The series launches and the premiere date is November 14th. It'll be on our Idaho channel, airing at 8:30 and 12:30 Mountain Time. And it'll be available on streaming and things like that. But we're doing watch parties all across the state. And viewers can go to idahoptv.org/education and see the calendar of where those are happening. And we're really committed to making these watch parties inclusive events friendly events for kids on the autism spectrum. As a mom myself of a child with autism, one of the things that we know is that often parents of kids with autism feel isolated a little bit because they go to an event and it's way too much sensory overload for their child. And so they have to leave. Their kid has a hard time with it and they have to leave, or they just don't go because they don't know how their child's going to react. And so what we're really working hard on is that this is an event that will have sensory friendly and inclusive spaces. We're doing them at libraries that have sensory rooms and places like that, where we hope that this will be a really inviting space for not only families of kids with autism, but families of kids with any, you know, any abilities.
Well, Carrie, thank you so much for coming on and talking about Carl the Collector. Again, PBS Kids does such a great job with their programming. We've been talking with Idaho Public Television's Director of Education, Carrie Wardle, about the new PBS series, Carl the Collector. It features a young raccoon diagnosed with autism. Now, as Carrie mentioned, the show begins November 14th on PBS Kids, and you can find that, of course, on Idaho Public Television. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.